This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Not almost being part, right? Don't be afraid. Really, seriously, nobody even knows who you are. Nobody even knows who you are. So if you hop up on Facebook or on my website, if you go to the website, we have a, what's the thing called? A chat room up there. And there are smarter people than I in the chat room. You will appreciate it. And then if you head over to Facebook, if you're one of those Facebook people, you can always find a live feed going on there and a whole bunch of conversations going around now. Okay, look, if you are true TRSers, that's The Real Side Radio Show, right? If you're two TRSers, tomorrow night, or tomorrow, I'll be pre-recording a show for the Kennedy assassination, and I hope and I believe we're going to do a segment around whether Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy or not. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see it, but we'll give you some information, talk about some of the things that have taken place. And on Thursday, Turkey Day, Gobble Gobble Day, I pre-recorded a show about that, too, and I hope you appreciate it. I went through a lot of trouble for this, okay? But I went through, right? Did I?
You big whiner?
I know, whatever. The origins of what actually took place, the fact that Angelina Jolie loves to leave during Thanksgiving, she doesn't want her kids to know anything about this hateful, nasty country and what it did during Thanksgiving. And what else did we do? We did presidential proclamations. I'll tell you what, there's only one president, only one, in his speech who didn't thank God, all right? You know, didn't use the term, God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless the United States, and you know, all that God bless stuff. Didn't use it at all. And I don't want you to guess yet. You have to wait till tomorrow. And then for those of you who missed tomorrow, because you should miss tomorrow, I mean, Thursday's show, because you should be with family. You should suffer through family like a lot of people do. All right? We're going to do a replay on Friday. So that as you're sitting at the mall in the parking lot, 4.5 blocks away from the entrance because you dropped your wife and her sister and 12 other people off there to go shopping. Although I got to tell you something. The Best Buy near my house, they've already got tents along the front. They've got, I don't know, what it is. It the first one in the door gets like 50% off or a free television? Because I mean, for free television, I might sleep out in front of them. I might pay somebody to hang out there for a couple of days. But we're like a week ahead of time. They were out there, yes, last night. They put up the tents. So, I'm sorry, people. There is nothing in a department store that I want that bad, could want that bad, might be able to get, that I'm going to sleep outside on the concrete on to get. I appreciate the tent thing and all of that, which I would imagine is against the law, but I guess they overlook it because it's one of those whacktoid Christmas kind of things, right? Anyway, get a kick out of it, too. So, anyway, I'm going to spend time with family, and if I got to do it, you're going to do it, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying nothing. I never do. Just ask you. You'll tell me. I don't know. I wouldn't listen. You weren't saying anything. So, anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-73. And we're gonna have some of the regulars that are on talk about their Turkey Day, I don't know, experiences, if you would. You know, a little different. You'd be surprised at some of the experiences they had. Anyway, you know, the Congress, seriously, they're just a group. The hits just keep on coming, don't they? I mean, seriously. These guys, and I don't mean this in a positive way. You know I don't. But the hits from these guys just keep on coming. You know, you've got a House Ethics Panel. They announcing a probe now on Conyers, a Democrat out of Michigan. Right? More sexual harassment charges. I got news for you. I think this is just a tip, and I wrote about this a while back. I think this is just a tip of the iceberg. We are so far from finding out what really has been taking place for years. Now, some of us kind of know, but I'm one of those guys who goes, look, if I don't see your fingers on it, if I didn't see you sign it, I don't know it's your signature. I don't know you did it. Now, BuzzFeed News report on Monday evening revealed that Congress settled a wrongful dismissal complaint in 2015 with a former staffer who alleged she was fired because she... You ready for this one? I mean, I can't imagine this guy would do that, right? She didn't succumb to his sexual advances. Which I don't doubt. Right? Other staffers also alleged that Conyers made unwanted sexual advances towards his female aides, touched them inappropriately, used congressional resources to transport women with whom he was suspected of having affairs with, and complained that a female staffer was too old and he wanted to dismiss her. Yeah, they're all about women. Not the same way they want to be, though. The committee is aware of public allegations that Representative John Collier Jr. may have engaged in sexual harassment of members of its staff, discriminating against certain staff on the basis of age, and used official resources for impermissible personal purposes. Right? The Ethics Committee Chairwoman Susan Brooke went on to say, and she's a ranking Dem. I mean, she ranks on several committees. Brooks and Deutsch added that the Ethics Committee will refrain from making further public statements on the Conyers investigation pending its completion. We will be back. Sure. I mean, I'm telling you, they're all chiming up. And if it keeps up, Franken might be gone here soon. We can only wish. What a great Christmas gift. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Believe. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Some of you, I see you doing this. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, I've made kind of a decision here to do this. And I actually did it on the spur of the moment. So just deal with me. Or deal, what do they say? Deal with it, right? A birthday, okay? Come on. Now, you know who you are. And I'm almost afraid to say it. I don't want to get in trouble. So here's what I'm going to do. Larry's birthday. I don't, you don't have to tell anybody how old, Larry. Now, we know it's not today. I'm told that your birthday is actually... you get beat this year, don't you? Larry's birthday is on Turkey Day. And Larry, if they give you a hard time, or if they beat you for presents, you come talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I hope they have a party. You know what? What they should do? Here, do this. Tell them to bring the turkey out with candles in it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Larry, so here's the deal. I have an extra copy. I don't know what book it is. Tim, you'd have to look at it on the way around. I have an extra copy of one of Walt Heyer's books. He's written 5 books. They're all great books. And I'd be more than happy to send you one for your birthday. All right? But you gotta send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. If you do that, send me your address, okay? I'd be more than happy to stuff one of his books. Look at that. Look at that rooster tail back there. I don't know what to do about it. We'll cut it later. Anyway, I'd be more than happy to stuff one of his books in an envelope and send it to you, unless it's not your birthday. Okay, and I may start doing that. What I may start doing is giving away gifts on people's birthdays, but you got to be regulars. Okay, don't just hop in on your birthday because you heard this on a podcast or whatever. So while the show's live, okay, if I play the happy birthday song, it means I got you nailed. And if I say your name, you go ahead and send me an email to Joe. Do I need to wait because you're so slow? Joe@therealside.com. You know the old joke, right? You must be present to collect your prize. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. I do appreciate you guys. I know it doesn't always look it, and some of you guys say I look like I'm falling asleep. But you know what? Let's just say I got a lot going on. How's that? We'll leave it at that. I don't want to sound like, because see, producer Tammy's not in the room, so she's not going to say anything to me. Because she usually tells me to stop whining. Right? Now, you guys can tell me to stop whining. I'll ignore you. Her, I can't ignore so much. She's got a little Nerf gun next to me. It can hurt. And it does hurt. When it hits you in the right spot, it hurts a lot. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. And where was I? What happened to this? Oh yeah, that's right. The Representative Conyers? Yeah, Conyers. So, I mean, another sexual assault investigation. When does it stop? Will it stop? And, you know, it's about time. I love it. They're hiding from these, and they shouldn't be hiding from them. They should be telling the truth. You know, the Ethics Committee now is looking into all these allegations. And there isn't one, and it isn't one woman. It's quite a few women. And that he used your tax dollars to have some fun with these women, if you would. But the Ethics Committee has said they're not going to say anything else until, you know, they're done with the investigation. And I don't blame them. I don't want to hear about all of them. I want you to go nail them. I don't want you to talk about it. I want you to go nail these people. Now, some have told me, you know, these are nothing more than distractions. Well, they might be distractions, but guess what? They're still real. They're still happening. You know, and somebody said to me, oh, another one come up on more today. Well, okay. Has he admitted to doing them? And I mean, are we shocked that another one came up? I'd be shocked if more didn't come up. Matter of fact, I would be shocked if things didn't start really hitting hard from now to Election Day. They'll be coming out of the woodwork. And again, they're allegations. Now, for some of you who think I'm just slut-shaming these women, should I repeat and or should I take the attitude that Mrs. Clinton took? Of the women that were assaulted by her husband, actually raped in some cases by her husband? I could do that if you want. Judge Roy Moore, even after he gets in, you know how I said that, even after he gets in, Judge Roy Moore can always be yanked out of office. He can always be yanked out of that seat. And they can have another election if they need it. Right? And they're talking that the polls are that Judge Roy Moore and Jones are neck and neck. I find it hard to believe. Remember, and this is my mantra lately, Hillary was going to win by a mile. Remember that? Hillary was going to win in a landslide. That one still hurts them very much. So we're hearing now that the polls show, give me a break, that Roy Moore and his Democratic opponent Doug Jones are neck and neck in Alabama Senate race just 3 weeks ahead of the December election. Now, the poll conducted by the strategic research for Montgomery-based Raycom shows Moore receiving 47% of the vote and Jones receiving 45% of the vote, and 3% said, they plan to cast their vote for a write-in candidate, which is a joke. The poll has a margin of error of 2%, meaning that Jones and Moore are in the statistical dead heat. But I don't believe it. Look, guys, how many of these polls have truly been real? How many of these polls have truly worked out? How many of these polls were truly, you know, on the mark, if you would? Now, President Trump finally opened his mouth and said something, and he doesn't have to say anything, in my mind. Right? Remember, Trump was accused of this stuff. Where are these people? Why aren't they in the room anymore? Where have they gone? I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. If you listen to Real Side, don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Seriously. You're going to love the rest of it. Oh. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Coming into the home stretch, and again, I really do appreciate the time. You know, Pacific Justice Institute, one of my favorite organizations to support and be with. You know, they support the rights of religious beliefs in schools, your ability to pray and read the Bible and that kind of stuff. As much as President Trump is working on this stuff, remember how long it took us to get here. I'm tired of hearing what he's not doing. I am not a Trump lover, like at any cost, but we're a heck of a lot further ahead today than we were a year ago. How do you like that? All right? But we still have issues with coaches and people on public property. They can't pray or else. Let's take a listen to a real quick announcement by the Pacific Justice Institute.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Another high school coach, this time in Georgia, has been singled out and barred from participating with football players in the traditional prayer before games because of yet another attack by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. A letter by the foundation resulted in the school district distributing a memo in reference to employees and volunteers and said, quote, they cannot join hands, bow their heads, take a knee, or commit another act that otherwise manifests approval with the students' religious experience, end quote. Well, PGI believes this direct oppression on individuals' religious freedom is ridiculous. For Pacific Justice Institute, I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
You know, if you can support that at PGI.org, they do so much for the, not just the Christian community, but you know, young kids as a whole. So let's keep them, if you can help them out, great. If you can't, you know what, do the best you can. If you're a person that prays and you got no bucks in your pocket, then pray for them. Look, it ain't that hard. It's easy to make excuses, but it ain't that hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. So get involved, get engaged, try to figure out who you want to support. Look, I've had some of you send me, I'm not going to say heartbreaking emails because I'm not that kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? But I've had some of you send me emails and tell me how bad you feel You know, when I ask you to get involved, get engaged, give money, whatever, I don't know everybody's situation. But I'm not going to stop. And if you honestly and truly don't have the money, then you know what? You don't have the money. It ain't that hard. I'm not going to lose any. I'm not even going to know, right? So all I'm saying to you is if you have a few bucks, right? And you can throw a few bucks together, then do it. And whether it's him or maybe it's something as dumb as making phone calls to them, offering to mail stuff out, maybe have a meet. I don't even know. I know what I would do. And the problem is that every time I tell you something I would do, I inevitably get 20 emails going, you know, I'd like to do that. I just don't have the money to do it. So I don't want you to feel bad about it. You know? Anyway, I don't know if you guys heard today that, now I said one thing, and Tammy said, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to know. You younger, older, more seasoned women, you'll know who I'm talking about. And I guess it was a pseudo loss. I don't know the guy. I don't know what he did. He's a human being. I'm sorry he got sick and died and way too young, apparently. So anyway, always look at this. Can you believe this?
To my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
Come on, everybody together. You know, listen, you closet Partridge Family lovers, you know you love this, right?
I don't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself.
And every girl screamed and yelled when he was on there. Even my cousins were sitting in front of the TV set, right? Screaming. He died today at 67, okay? And you know what? Again, whether you agree with his lifestyle or you didn't like the guy or thought he was a jerk or what have you, none of that means anything. You know, we're talking about death here. So, anyhow, 67 years old, which I'm got to tell you, I'm surprised he made it that far. Again, not making fun of the guy, but I am surprised he even made it that far. And he was surrounded by, you know, family members and friends. He went through some great addictions. I can't imagine. See, I've never been addicted to anything but coffee and my wife. Yeah, I'm going to be married a long time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right. I figured it was the right thing to do. Again, the man died a couple days before Thanksgiving. Got to be tough on the family. We've had friends of ours who had family members die just before Thanksgiving. One close friend of mine, you'll hear about later on, on Thanksgiving Day, whose mother died on Thanksgiving Day. It's just a horrific thing to have to remember and have to deal with. You know, it's supposed to be a day of celebration of Thanksgiving. But when I tell people, you know, again, I know it sounds kind of shallow, but what I always tell people, when you have a parent or a loved one that dies on such a day that's supposed to be a day of Thanksgiving, if you lost a parent, a mother, a father, maybe a grandmother, because it's just the same heart-wrenching thing, or a child, I always say the same thing. Look, you're blessed. If it hurts that much that that person is gone, then that person meant a lot to you, did a lot to you, a lot of fond memories of that person. How about you be blessed and thankful that that person was allowed to be in your life? You were allowed to be in their life. You were allowed to receive the positive influence from that person. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people don't even get that much. They got nothing but headache and heartache their whole life. They have adults around them that are a bunch of jackwagons that have no business being around kids. So that's what it means when it talks about being thankful. Look for those things in your life that are good, that are positive, that are right, and how they've made a difference in your life. Those people, there's always somebody, even the biggest jackwagon you know, could have a positive influence in your life. Right, things that you don't want to do, that you don't want to be seen as, looked as, or people think about you or think of you as. I don't want to be like him. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know if I start playing this, I'm not going to get through it. So I'm going to hold it, but we'll talk a little bit about it, and then I'll play it on the other side. What's that lady's name on MSNBC? Is it Mika? Mika? Michaela? Makalaka? What? Huh? Mika. Well, it sounded that way. M-I-K-A is not Mika. Anyway, her dad was having a fun. So on MSNBC's Morning Joe, liberal co-host Mika, whatever her last name is, had an interesting reaction to a correspondence reporting a report regarding the ongoing war of words between President Trump and Hillary Clinton. The NBC News reporter played audio of Mrs. Clinton attacking Trump as a sexual predator. Now, that's rich, right? And then quoted from the president's tweet firing back at his defeated opponent's conspiratorial sore loserdom, as she put it. Mika marveled at Clinton's self-unawareness, you know, apologizing and instantly withdrawing the apology as she urged the former First Lady to stop talking about this topic unless Bill Clinton wants to come forward and apologize. Wow. Talk about being floored. You have to go look. You have to go back and forth a couple times to make sure you were actually on MSNBC while this was taking place. Because they've never, nobody's been allowed, nobody's ever said anything negative about the Clintons on the left. It's not tolerated. Not acceptable. Think about it. You, as my youngest son used to say, you could get dead. Oh, it's not a healthy place to be. And there are still people disappearing. Look at even Lois Lerner wants her testimony sealed. Why? She's afraid of dying. Apparently there's something in the words. If they're said too many times, you could get like instantaneous cancer or a hole in your head. I don't know which. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be right back.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You'll listen to the Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure. You know, they used to say, you know, like if you were a Frankie Valli fan, you know, when you hit the high notes, you had to tighten your belt. What do you do if you want to hit those low notes? I mean, seriously. How do you get that low? The only time I can sing that low is at, you know, 5:30 in the morning when I first get up and I can't talk anyway.
When your nose is plugged.
When my nose is plugged? How did you know that? My wife thought you hang around in my bedroom?
Don't tell her.
She has a gun. I'm not telling her anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I know we're gearing up. Have some patience. Do not hurt any of your relatives. Really, it won't go over well. Anyway, listen, on MSNBC's Morning Joe, the liberal co-host Mika actually came out and said something negative about the Clintons. And I'm thinking there's two things going on here. Either she's really gutsy, or she has terminal cancer. She'll be dead in a few days anyway. And she's not afraid of them killing her. I mean, you just look around. Look at what has happened to those who've come after the Clintons face to face. I mean, it never really works out well for them. So take a listen.
Well, sir, what can you tell us?
Well, Mika, the whole discussion that you guys are having there in the studio, I think, has dredged up and revived some of the back and forth that we saw during the 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton defending her husband, Bill Clinton, saying, look, this was litigated, and sort of used the moment and used this moment in which we're looking at Roy Moore to criticize the current commander-in-chief. Take a listen to what she had to say, and then I'll tell you what President Trump had to say on the other side.
We have a man who's accused of sexual assault sitting in the Oval Office, don't we? And the very credible accusations against him have not been taken seriously.
You just said that, you know, you have a sexual assaulter in the White House. How could you say that about President Trump?
Do you think in the middle of the sentence is dribbling out of Hillary's mouth? Do you think as it's rolling off her tongue, do you think she has enough brain cells where she goes, oh, that was stupid?
Well, based on very credible...
Although she didn't seem to care about the very credible reports against her husband, the ones that they actually had to pay on, apparently those didn't bother her.
...statements that have come forward from, I think, now a dozen women, and really based on his...
I think your husband was at 26 at one point, wasn't he? Somewhere thereabouts, plus? I mean, seriously...
women, and really based on his own words. You know, the Hollywood Access tape was not made up. He was describing sexual assault.
He was talking about what they let him do, or would let him do, or let him get away with. Billy Bob had to pay women to go away.
Mika, we asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about the allegations against President Trump during the briefings last week. There have been more than a dozen allegations. Those were aired during the campaign. She continued to insist and reiterate what then-candidate Trump said as a candidate, which is that the allegations are not true. President Trump lashed out, by the way, at Hillary Clinton over the weekend, saying this crooked Hillary Clinton is the worst and biggest loser of all time. She just can't stop, which is so good for the Republican Party. Hillary, get on with your life and give it another try in 3 years. So sort of baiting her to re-enter the race. But Mika, look, this is an issue that I don't think is going to go away.
You know, I oh my God. I mean, really, give me a break. It never has gone away. Hillary needs to shut up and move on. Look, you lost. You lost in a constitutional election. Get over yourself.
And will be
she's not
again during the briefing.
My oh my God was not actually to Trump's tweet for the first time ever. Kristen Welker, thank you. You guys,
thanks.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, actually. Hillary.
All right. So I believe in giving credit to when credit is due. She is having a moment of saying, I've had it with this woman. I have had it with the Clintons. I've just had it. And you can see the disgust in her face. Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Hillary Clinton needs to stop. She needs to stop talking about this topic unless Bill Clinton wants to come forward and apologize for being a sexual harasser, for settling with women, for what happened with he needs to apologize. He needs to apologize as quickly as Al Franken did, as much as Mark Halperin did, and as much as he wants to. These men who are apologizing, we need to deal with them. But if you're not going to apologize and it's clear you've done something wrong, please, please, you the politician and your wife the politician need to not talk about these issues. Just don't, okay? Unless you want to come to the table with some honesty. Because this is why we're here. This is why we're here with Donald J. Trump, the guy who ran pageants and had enough on the record to know that he doesn't have a great record with women.
You know, and I take exception to that. Running pageants, what's that make him? You talk to the women in those pageants, you know the scholarships that are involved in those, you know how much money some of them make, you know what they go on and they're able to do? I don't watch them. I don't get it. But the more I learn about them when I'm reading certain things, I find that they do have a positive side to them. I don't, you know, again, it's not my thing. But frankly, neither is football or basketball or any of those things. Those aren't my thing either. I don't get it. I do not get how you sit there on a couch with a beer in one hand and a channel changer in the other, and you root for a guy that's making $3 million a year, and you ain't making anything. And if you have to go see him, if you want to go see this guy actually run and catch a ball, it's going to cost you anywhere from $75 to $300 for tickets. I'm sorry. I got better things I can do with that money. So, I don't even know why I went down that road. But anyhow, so, to, you know, to sit there and make fun, and then you want to make fun of him about what he's done to women, I wish somebody would actually go, in an honest way, do an expose on his company and how they treat women. Right? One of the first major companies to offer, child care. So women could work a full day, so single women could actually have a place to work. Right? He's given women and African-American women more opportunities than any other developers in the Big Apple. He's given them jobs that most people wouldn't give at all. I mean, seriously. So I look at this and I go, how hypocritical is this? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. Now, look, over the next few days, and I don't have to give you, I mean, I guess I do not have to give you the pep talk, right? You already know that there's no killing of relatives. I don't want to give you access to my Facebook page. I don't like to give everybody access to it, but you have relatives that you may never see again. And if they may not want to come to your house, if it's going to be too much aggravation, if it's going to be too much going on there, there's going to be too much nasties, if you would, they may not want to come. They may not want to be part of. And you really can't blame them. But I, over the years, because some of the Italian friends I know seem to have the ability to hold a grudge for quite some time, you just never know when these people are going to be gone. Okay? And what you don't want to do is sit like some... I have family members that are very upset that they didn't talk to someone, didn't say goodbye to someone, couldn't be bothered. Now that person is quite deep in the ground. And let me tell you what, there's no saying goodbye once they're gone. You know what I'm saying? So as the holiday, what I refer to as the Christmas season, that's what it is for me, but as the holidays come in, and we enter the Christmas season, you know, I will be having some more of these Christian pastors and what have you on, what it means to them. I also have Rabbi in to talk about Hanukkah. Because we all think we know what this stuff means and what it is, but we really don't. Come on, let's be honest about it. A lot of us may have been exposed to it, but there's a lot of people who have a basic understanding. So I will bring some people in to explain it. But remember, we're coming into a season here. You're going to kick it off with Thanksgiving. What are you thanking? What are you thankful for that you have a boatload of money in your pocket to be able to go buy gifts? I mean, think what you do the day after Thanksgiving with a loaded belly. You go looking for the best deal you can so you can go back in the hawk. And some of you guys have been listening to the show forever know this is my rant every year. If you're a Christian, Jesus came to set you free from your credit card debt, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Don't go. Well, yeah, you got to go far because we're done. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, next few days, some great shows coming up. Don't miss them.